Everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick. But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only nut that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people want to feel good, they go a sort of queer.
That was just perfectly timed, if you ask me. Boinkers! How's it? Oh, shit! Fucking lung! Shit!
Are you good, dog?
Maybe. Well, guys, how's it going? I'm your host, JC.
And I'm a co-host.
But more like a DJ as well, you know? You find some good shit. And I respect it. And I like it. But what I really like more than that, I like weed.
Tim.
Hey, what?
Forgot to say the Tim part.
Oh yeah, your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me, Tim, co-host, is a human thing to say.
You like weed?
I fucking love weed. I would sell my grandmother to a pack of midgets for a fucking 8.
Here's what's fucked up. Hold on. Here's what's fucked up. If there was a dude on fucking heroin or meth, they would actually sell their grandmother to a pack of midgets for meth.
So we're agreed upon the term pack.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, and we're not saying, like, midgets in a bad way, small people, whatever. I like the word midget. And, like, I don't mean to say it in an offensive way or anything.
Midget is also the name for a small car.
Fun
facts for the day.
But meth will actually make you do shit like that. Like, if someone was come up and was just like, hey, if you sell me your grandmother, I'll give you this much meth. And they would do it without hesitation.
Absolutely.
I have never once been, like, out of weed and just but, like, all right, grandma, you're fucked.
But a seasoned meth head would try to haggle. Would just be like, hey, my grandmother is at least fucking 2 times this meth.
Yeah.
I need at least 2 times more the amount of meth for my grandmother.
You know what's crazy? Like, when I'm out of weed and I can't go to the dispensary and, like, I just don't have enough money for it, you know what I do? I don't get it. But, like, meth heads always have a way of getting fucking drugs. Like, no matter fucking... These guys can be fucking homeless, living in a fucking park, but they always have meth. And you know they have meth because they're always walking down the fucking road sideways. They're just fucking leaning at all given times.
Fucking Captain Crack Sparrow.
Hey, why are you leaning? I don't know. It's my fucking life now. You know?
I'm going to fight this invisible man and then talk to my imaginary friend who is not the invisible man that I'm fighting.
We were going to a UFC fight. Not the actual UFC fight. That'd be fucking awesome. But were going to B-dubs. And we were fucking walking down the road and we get to the transit. We were going to take the bus there because it was a far fucking walk. And we didn't have the vehicle at that time. So we're walking down and we get to the fucking bus station. It's fucking closed. So we just realized we had a long walk ahead of us, but it was fucking closed. So we're just standing there just like, ah, fuck, what do we do? And we're like trying to like figure out a ride. And we didn't walk. We got a taxi. We paid extra fucking money for a taxi, and that sucked.
We eventually got a taxi, and that dude was like one of the coolest taxi drivers ever, dude.
But before all that, we were just standing there fucking talking, and we're like, man, it would be really nice to smoke before the fight. And as we're fucking talking, this homeless guy comes up to us and starts saying some gibberish-ass fucking shit. I have no clue what that dude was saying at first.
So he's just fucking incoherently babbling at a certain point, and then me and James, like, kind of look at each other, and we, like...
What the fuck's going on?
And then we look at it and notice that he's starting to, like, sound more clear. I guess. I don't even know how to fucking describe it.
He came back into reality for a split second.
But he was like, guys, do you guys see that shit, too? Just what? He was like, the fucking moon, it's blinking, bro. It's fucking blinking. There's a giant eyeball in the sky, and it's blinking at us right now. And we were just like, oh, yeah, totally. I want whatever he's having.
We just looked up at the moon just hoping. I don't know. For a second, I was kind of hoping it was blinking. I don't know why. I was just like...
I would have fucking freaked out, bro.
Just hold on. Maybe this dude's seeing something we're not. And I look up. Obviously, it's not blinking. You destroyed every fucking dream I had. And I'm just like, oh, it's just a normal fucking moon.
And then the wildest shit ever happens. He looks at us and is like, guys, I'm not in a good way right now. I need you to do something for me. We're like, what? He's like, I need you to call the police on me right now. They'll know who it is.
See, I thought he was going to do something crazy, like, to force us to call the police and everything. And I don't want to call the police on someone, but, like, if you look at me, you're just like, hey, I need you to call the police. I mean, I might as well, because something's going to happen. But here's why I called the police mainly. Like, why, like, I was just like, yeah, you know, maybe he's right, I probably should. When he said there was ghosts in the sky. And he got me to look up at the sky again, and maybe there's something there. And not a ghost, not a single ghost. No blinking eye, no ghost. He was just fucking nuts.
So he eventually calls the police on him with his phone. And so we're just sitting there waiting for them to get here, because we're just wanting to see how this shit's about to go down.
I didn't want to, like, leave him there. I didn't want him to do something stupid. So it was just like, you know what, we still got, like, an hour or so. Might as well just chill here.
So the cops get there, and they instantly knew who the fuck it was. Just, what's up, Frank? just out and about tonight.
A fucking shameless thing. Just goddamn it, Frank. Well, we don't actually know if his name was Frank, but you know what? Fits it.
And they just casually put him in the fucking car and just drive off with him. Any interaction.
Before they drive off, me and Tim just look at the cop just, hey, is there any way you can, like, take us to B-Dubs real quick? We have no ride. He's just like, nope, can't be done. And drives off. Just, oh, I get it. Fuck it. Shit. I really did not want to fucking pay for a taxi, and I really did not want to walk all the way. That would have been like a fucking 40-minute walk.
Dude. And then we get to fucking B-Dubs, and we're watching the fights and shit, and there's this one-legged dude in there, and he's like, he's always there, and he's always, like, he's a super fan, pretty much.
But he never buys any food. He buys, like, one drink the whole entire time just so he can stay there.
But the whole time, we have a table next to this dude, and he's freaking out over the fights and shit. And, like, the whole night he's talking about how Ronda Rousey is, like, gonna get her ass whipped, pretty much.
And then we go out, but before all that, we go outside and start smoking. And, like, we start hotboxing, get really fucking stoned. And it just made that dude even more interesting. So we get back in there.
And so this dude is always, like, freaking out over the fights. And he's talking so much shit to us. Because we're rooting for Ronda Rousey. And he is rooting against her. He's like, this bitch is about to get creamed like corn.
It's just, there's no fucking way Ronda Rousey is about to tear her up.
Just, and then it finally gets to that fight. And Ronda Rousey, of course, beats the living shit out of Betch Korea very fast.
Wait, that was the time when she got her fastest submission.
Yep.
And she, like, the beginning of the fight, fucking threw a few hits and got her down on the ground and ended it.
Yeah, it was super quick. That dude literally launched the fucking table. Like, fucking just boom, just fuck this shit, I'm out. I fucking hate this. I fucking hate every one of you.
Dude, he got so fucking busy. He was limping out of there on one fucking leg, just talking shit to fucking everyone on the way out. This fucking bullshit, she fucking sucks. Literally just looking at everyone, fuck you. Could have went either way, just talking shit to everybody there who was fucking just losing their minds over the fat... Not only did she do the fastest fucking takedown or submission in UFC history, but she was a girl. So she got it in the girls division.
No, she didn't. She got the fastest TKO in UFC history when she when she judo threw her. She just fucking punched her in the face like 30 times, dude.
And it was fucking out, and that dude was pissed. There was fucking people losing their minds on the way out. Dude was just talking shit the whole fucking way out.
That guy was funny.
I kind of miss going to B-dubs on big fights, honestly. I normally don't like to go on, like, all the fights, but when it's, like, big fucking fights like Conor McGregor, Jon Jones, fucking Ronda Rousey, Anderson Silva, shit like that, that is when I like going.
I'm going to say it here first on this podcast. Fuck B-dubs, bro. They don't show the fights anymore. Fuck them. Fucking
oh, yeah, they
me?
Don't.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
But then again, I do like just sitting at home, being able to light up a joint and shit fucking whenever, you know? And the food doesn't cost hundreds of dollars.
Yep.
It's expensive going to fucking B-dubs. I do. And I just got the new projector screen, so I'm gonna start watching the fights on that projector screen. In the living room and everything. I got the living room set up and shit, dude.
Hell yeah, I think there's some fights on the Saturday.
That's what you need to do. Like, next fight, I know you like going out, but, like, you should come over to my place next fight. Doesn't have to be, like, just whenever a fight that you want to watch comes on, you should come over to my place. We'll fucking set up the projector and get fucking everything out.
We will.
Yeah, that'd be fucking nice as shit.
We will. Let's get it done.
But, guys, do you guys like getting stoned? Like, my glitches, do you guys like getting stoned before a fight? What is your favorite thing? Do you like getting drunk before a fight? Do you like fucking hitting some smack before a fight? Smoking some weed? Like, what is your go-to drug when it comes to watching the fights? I like smoking.
I like drinking whenever I watch the fights. I like smoking and drinking.
Drinking wasn't bad. It was actually... I don't like getting super drunk, but I do like being pretty fucking tipsy and high during the fights.
Dude, so one time, so me and James, we're picking up some cookies, and these cookies are really, really fucking strong, dude.
Like, we get to the dispensary, and we were telling him what we were doing, just, yeah, we had the fights that we want to do and everything and all that kind of shit, and he was just like, well, here's some of the, like, it was some of his new, their, it was some of their, like, new cookies, and... He told us they were really strong, that they were sugar cookies.
So, what he said to us, he gave us 4 each. And he, like, I've heard people, like, when they're doing comedy, talk about shit like this.
And it had Kim Dog in it. It was made from Kim Dog.
But he looked at us and just said with the most serious face, just only eat half of one. Just straight up. Only ate half of one. That is not a fucking joke.
We literally got out of the dispensary.
So,
yeah. Sat in the car.
Looked at each other, just, that dude doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. We ate 2 each.
Ate 2 each before we even left the fucking parking lot. We didn't live far, so, like, it didn't kick in by the time we were leaving. It kicked in as soon as I got home.
And so, when we get home, look at each other, just like, you know what? Shit ain't kicking in yet. So we eat 2 more of them.
4 each.
And so I eventually get home about halfway, to my house. I was starting to feel the effects of it. I got to my fucking house, and I was so fucking high that I was hearing boing noises, dude. Like, fucking just doing boing, boing, boing. And it was freaking me the fuck out. So, after about an hour of this shit, I'm driving back to my cousin's place, because we're going to watch the fights over there, and at first, like, about halfway through all the fights, I was, like, loving it. We was all fucking having a good time. I was drinking this pickle juice, this pickle juice liquor, and, so I'm just sitting there, and
I really didn't even know they made pickle juice liquor. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. That fits you, though. If you guys don't know, and we haven't talked about it before, this dude is literally obsessed with pickles, and even probably more obsessed with pickle juice.
So, there's a video. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Pickle juice liquor, though. Like, what kind of liquor was it? Do you remember? Was it just called pickle juice liquor?
It was pickle juice moonshine.
Pickle juice moonshine.
So, I'm sitting there watching these fights, and I get so tired that I cannot physically will my eyes to be open for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So, I was passed out, and my cousin recorded a fucking video. that's what they kept doing the whole night. They would fucking barely touch me. I would spring back to life for a split second, just, yeah, let's go, fight. Boom, back fucking asleep, dude. I did that at least 20 times.
Dude, my wife, I was sitting there watching the fights, and I made it, like, I was making it through these prelims, and I normally don't, it's not that I don't like the prelims, I'll watch the prelims in the background, you know? Like, I'll turn on the prelims and watch it in the background when I'm doing stuff. Like, normally, putting up, like, dinner or fucking getting food or just cleaning up, you know, ready for the fucking main fights. But I was fucking just sitting there through the prelims, and, like, it started getting to the main event. And, dude, as soon as it started getting to the main event, it felt like a fucking Sandman just popped up in front of me and was like, poof. I was like, oh, I'm getting tired. And, like, everything felt in slow motion. And, like, I before the prelim, I did not want to fucking, like, normally, like I said, I'll fucking clean and everything. Dude, I did not want to leave my chair.
Feels kind of like bricks are tied to your eyelids.
Dude, it felt like bricks were fucking just on my thigh, like, not the heaviness, like, it just felt like when I wanted to, like, get up, just, my legs felt heavy, and I was like, oh, no, I'll just sit here, like, there's no, why do I gotta get up, like, I'm good, I'm an adult, I don't have to get up,
what the hell, my own on choices. Fire, fuck that shit,
yeah, who cares, I'll just chill here, I'm cold anyways, but fucking, as soon as the fucking main event started, dude, it's as if, like, I was instantly got tired, dude. I just, my head tilted forward and I almost fell out of the chair and it woke me up. And I was like, oh, fights. Okay, continue this. I paid for them. Can't just be falling asleep after I pay for a fucking $60 fight. And then my wife had to wake me up a few times. Yeah, that shit was strong.
Yeah,
genuinely strong.
So if, like, a person at a dispenser tells you to only eat half a cookie, you should probably only eat half to maybe one cookie. Just try not to overdo it if you're going to drive or anything like that, because I promise you, no matter how high your tolerance is, it's not so high that you're immune to pot cookies. No,
don't edible and drive, and don't smoke and drive, guys. Be safe out there. Go home. If you can't sleep, eat about 2-3 cookies.
So there's a few stories that I want to talk about. So pretty much the gist of this.
Yeah, you don't have the authorization to tell stories. You got to be like a clearance 3. You're like a,
okay.
You're a 1.5, barely 2.
So, yeah.
Barely qualified to clean the toilets.
Oh, fuck.
And just, I need to clean this toilet. Access denied. All right, we'll give you this one.
Okay, so there's a few stories that I want to tell. So this podcast, we're just going to be telling a bunch of fucking stories that have happened to us pretty much. Like, maybe all of them are going to be drug-related. I don't fucking know. Maybe one of them I'm going to fucking end up murdering an orphanage. You don't know.
Hey. Don't tell that story.
All right. Okay. I got you. No telling orphan killing stories.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, you can't incriminate us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly incriminate
allegedly.
Us.
Allegedly. Like, you allegedly almost fucked a...
Yeah, it wasn't almost, but yeah. So, anyways... so, one story that stands out to me. One time when we were doing acid, like, the first time that we had ever did acid together, I found this fucking thing in his cabinet in his house. It was like an electroshock therapy thing.
Is that the first time we did it?
It was the first time we did it, and I, like, found this thing, and I didn't know what the fuck it did.
So what it is, it's like those things that they have stickies and you put them on you, and you're supposed to put them on, like, your arms and your abs and everything, and it supposedly helps, like, clench your muscles together and burn. So I don't believe it does any of that, because it doesn't. It just felt weird.
It makes your it makes your muscles twitch and
shit. Yeah, it uses electricity, so it'll clench up your muscles. I don't know if you've ever seen those YouTube videos.
And so at one point, like, I became, like, addicted to this thing while I was on acid. I don't even know what it was. Just, I couldn't stop fucking using this thing.
You used it for probably, you used it until the batteries died. That was hours.
I put it on every part of my body just to see what it would do. So at one point, his girlfriend fucked with me and put an electroshock therapy on each of my arms, and my fucking hands cramped up on both sides, and I couldn't take it off myself. And so I was just stuck there like a fucking potato, just not being able to do shit.
It's funny because we tried to put a bowl in our hand and see, like, if we could lift it to our mouth and light it while it was, like, shocking our hand. And when it shocks your hand, it makes all your muscles just start twitching in weird ways. And we have, like, a video of Tim just trying to put it up to his mouth, and, like, half the bowl got fucking lost. He's just, his hand is just twitching back and forth while his other hand is trying to light a lighter. And it is probably some of the funniest fucking shit, I'm not even gonna lie. That was fucking hilarious. And then I tried it. It's impossible. Hey. I mean, we got it done eventually. Like, he actually got it to his lips, and just, it kept going. It looked like he was trying to suck off the pipe. Not gonna fucking lie. It was fucking hilarious.
So, and we tried something, and it actually worked. I was sitting there. I was like, you know what? If two people have a circuit, and they have, like, so we took one of these things each and put it on both of our hands. And in order for something to shock you, it has to be able to complete a circuit, which it can't do when there's only one attached to you. So if we're both holding one and we touch each other, it will shock each other.
That felt really weird going through my finger. Like, straight through the fucking fingertip all the way to the hand. I don't know if it's safe, guys, so I don't recommend, like, doing it. Look it up, research a little bit, but, I mean, if you want to see it, just go on YouTube and look that stuff up. Like, therapeutic shock pads videos on YouTube, and it should pop that shit up. Like, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Like, it was fun doing, especially on acid, because you're already going through weird emotions, and then you do that shit, and it's just a whole nother level of fucky. But I thought, I could have swore you put it on your hand and then touched fingers and I felt it.
No, it only works. Did that not work? If you have one of the shock pads in your hand.
Maybe it didn't work.
Which is why I was telling you, I was like, man, I wonder if we could shock each other using these things.
Yeah.
And so I fucking put, and we also did one where we did each other's, like, forehead. You put one on your forehead and one on my forehead and shock the fuck out of us.
Guys, I want to tell a story before we go into Weed of the Week. And it's been, like, uplifting. It's still going to be, but we're going to hit into a creepy time of smoking. I don't know if you were with me at the time. I think you were. I think you remember the exact stories. And it's happened on a few occasions. It's not like it's just one and done. It happened for a few months, honestly. And it happened with me, my cousin, my brother. Like, we all saw this shit. I'm pretty sure Tim remembers seeing this shit. But, so, on Halloween, one time, some friends of my mom and their kids decided that they were going to come out to our place for Halloween. Like, normally we go out there and they have, like, a corn maze and a big bonfire and shit. It's really fucking awesome. It was nice going over there for Halloween's. But this time, they all decided we were going to bring the party to my mom and dad's place. And we set up, like, this big bonfire, and we set up, like, a campfire kind of area and everything. We set up an area for the four-wheelers and shit. We did a lot. We fucking played cards all night and shit. But we were sitting out there, and right out there at my mom and dad's house, across the road is, like, this abandoned, broke-down house this abandoned, like, shed, but it's like a basement kind of thing. Like a,
oh, the one that the horses used to be in?
Yeah, and, like, you go into it, and you take stairs all the way down, and it's, like, this fucking area, and it looks like a salt area. But then right beside it is another barn, like a small, medium-sized barn that's broke down. And there's spacing in between it, and at one point there used to be this post, and it was like a cross, and they hung a scarecrow up at it at one point. But that scarecrow had been gone for years, like over 6-7 years that scarecrow was gone. They put it up once, it didn't work, they took it down, and they just left the cross up there. And I always thought, man, that's really fucking freaky, especially at night, because like, there's this street light that would hit the cross and everything right in between, and when you look beyond the cross, it's nothing but woods. And it was weird, but we were all sitting out there, me, my brother. Were you there?
Nope.
For that Halloween? No. Nope. So it was me, my brother, and some other kids. We were all just sitting there, and we look over, and my brother's like, "What is that?" And my brother's not really, like, into the paranormal like that. Like, it's not that it doesn't intrigue him or anything. It does. I just don't think he fully believes in it. So hearing him say it was a little weird. And he looks over, he's like, "What? It looks like a lady." And I know this is going to sound typical, like every fucking YouTube or story you hear, but no joke, it looked like a lady was sitting there hung up, like, on a scarecrow, except for she had no feet, like, no legs or anything like that. It just seemed like the dress was her, like almost like a mermaid style thing. Like the dress was her legs and she had an upper body and everything. And it looked like there was rope tied around her wrist. And Brad is just like, "Are you kidding me?" And I look over and I instantly see it. And everyone else looks over there and instantly sees it. Yeah, we were smoking that night. Like, I mean, we weren't really kids at the time. So not like we weren't kids, but we were... Compared to adults, we were the kids, you know, and like teenagers would do, we'd go and find a place to smoke, and we were all just sitting there. We were, at that point, we were actually making s'mores, and all the kids look over there, see it. There's like six of us, so six of us actually see it, but then some of the adults come over and is like, "What are you guys doing? What are you guys looking at?" You know, and we tell them what we see, and not a single adult sees it. So I don't know what to make about that. And that was one of the freakiest, like, smoke sessions that I had. Kind of. I mean, we've done a lot of shit where we smoked and then go ghost hunting and shit and some freaky stuff's happened. But that was just genuinely a freaky moment. Like, six kids see that shit happen. And here's the freakier part. Like I said, it lasted for months. We could see it in the daytime. We could see it at night. I did not understand. The only time that we would never see is in the morning when we were going to the bus.
Huh.
But when we would come home and just look out the window, boom, right there.
Did you ever, like, go and inspect it?
We've been over there plenty of times. You've been over there with us. Like, we've been in that house. We've been down in that basement part. I have, and I've been in that shed.
I mean, like,
I've walked all over that field.
When you were a kid, whenever you saw it, did you ever think to go over there?
We did. We went to the road. We eventually got up and was like, "We're not fucking crazy." Like, when, you know, the parents are over there playing cards, laughing and everything, drinking. We're just like, "You know what? Fuck this, dude." So we go in the road. We're not going to go all the way over there. No, we were freaked out. I mean, we were kind of freaked out. And it wasn't like it was Halloween. It was October 30th or something like that. But it was weird. So we go in the road and, like, no matter how close we got to it, it didn't disappear. And it wasn't a one-time thing where it was just one and done or anything. No. We saw it for months. And then one day, just nothing was there.
That's really fucking weird, actually.
And I could have swore you saw it, too, one time. I thought, like, me and Brad showed it to you. Maybe we didn't. Or maybe we said it and it was just you couldn't see it because you weren't over there. Because, I mean, I was pretty much lived at your house. But that is one of the weirdest things that have honestly ever happened in that town, that little town that I used to live in.
Well, that's hard to top. Well, that's fucking freaky as fuck, dude. I would lose my fucking shit.
There was a time when me and you were meeting each other halfway because we'd always have a halfway point. We'd always meet halfway, and you were smoking on your way, and I was smoking on the way, and we were talking on the phone, just talking to each other while you were playing music out of something. So, like, we had music, we were both smoking, just because I said, just, hey, you got any weed? You're like, yeah. I was like, I got some weed, too. Let's just smoke so we're, like, high when we meet up. And then we'll smoke again when we're walking. You're fucking walking, and all of a sudden you're like, dude, there is this truck just barreling at me right now. I was like, are you fucking joking right now? You're just high. And you're like, no, seriously, it is coming at me. And I just hear this truck in the background. And then all of a sudden I hear, like, it sounds as if your phone dropped in the grass, but you had to dive into the ditch. And then that truck comes past you. Like, 3 minutes later, it comes past me. We meet up in the middle. We're walking. You're like, dude, you're not going to believe me, but when I was walking, I saw blood. And it's like, you may see it on our way back. And there was literally blood on the road. And what did they say to you?
So, I was walking. This truck fucking, it goes past me at first, and then I saw it fucking whip back around. And then as it's just barreling fucking towards me, fucking all I hear is just, you're gonna fucking die. Just like shit like that. Like a bunch of people saying shit like that. And I was just like, what the fuck? I instantly jumped into the fucking ditch next to me and fucking like cover myself with fucking grass and shit.
And
fucking they go past. I'm fucking looking like, what the fuck? I get on the phone with James. I was like, bro, these people are about to fucking hit you if you don't get off the road.
Dude, I instantly got in that cornfield, because along the whole way, pretty much all the way to his parents' house on that back road, there's, like, these cornfields, and I've used those cornfields twice, and the first time I ever used it was for that situation. I just hid in that cornfield until a truck passed.
And what he's talking about, I remember walking on the road, I look down, I just see a
trail.
It's not just a little bit of blood, it's a lot of fucking blood fucking for a long way.
Like, not sure if it's like pig's blood, human blood, whatever the fuck it was, but without a doubt, like, we shined our flashlights on it and everything, like, both of us using our phone lights, and it, like, it was blood, and it seemed as if it was, like, splashing out of something as they were going down. It just made this long trail. And then when it got past me, the trail stops. But as you continue, like, going down towards his house, so we met up in the middle and everything, we start smoking, and we're just walking, and we're just, like, fucking talking about that shit, just, that was fucking weird, dude. And we get to it, and as we get to the end of it, and it forks off, like, it goes into a four-way, and you turn left either to get to his, to keep going down another back road that goes down to his place, or you can turn right, and it goes down another back way that leads sort of, like you're going back to town, pretty much. But as we look over, that same truck is in a driveway. It's in a driveway, and it's in this janky-ass fucking house, and that house is still there today, and I haven't seen the truck there for a while, but the house is still there. Can't explain that, because the way that it was going, there's no other way to just loop around. It's not possible. It would take at least a solid 15-20 minutes just to get back to that area.
It was a really fucky experience, I'll tell you that. It scared the living shit out of me, dude.
And from the point we were, it only took another 5 minutes to get to his parents' place.
Dude, there was one night where I fucking smoked a shit ton of fucking weed at your place. And, dude, I was high as fuck. And we were both gone. We were both kids. I needed to get home. It was pouring down rain, middle of winter. I had on shorts and a fucking tank top.
Well, not like the middle of winter, but it started getting cold to the point where it was still like raining and everything and not snowing. But
it was fucking freezing outside. All I had on, I had some sandals. I had shorts. And I think it was actually a t-shirt.
It was a t-shirt.
And I had two controllers on me and a couple of games that I had to carry. And the walk from his house to my house was like 2.5 miles. And it was dark as fuck at this time.
It took at least 15 minutes to walk that from my parents to your parents. So it was a decent walk.
No, it wasn't 15.
Hey, are you sure? Because
no, it took about, I'd say, 40 to 50 minutes each time that we fucking walked.
I don't think it took that long. I really don't think it took that long. That's a long time, because I used to jog that. Like, there was a time when I was really into, like, jogging as a teenager, and I would just jog from my parents' place to your parents' place, and it would take, like, 10 minutes.
It used to take me about 30 to 40 minutes to get to your place.
Well, that was also because we'd stop, light up a cigarette, fucking talk real quick, look around, fucking the dogs would come out sometimes, and we'd fucking pet them. Like, we took our sweet time when it took to walk in that road, but, like, when I was just trying to get to your place, I would just fucking walk the whole way, turn music on and not stop.
But fucking one night, I had to leave his place, and like I said, it was freezing rain, fucking I wasn't wearing shit pretty much, fucking had a bunch of controllers on me, fucking had to put them under my shirt. So as I'm walking, like, on this road, I don't have, like, a flashlight or anything, I'm pretty much just doing this off memory.
It gets pretty dark.
So, I could barely see shit, but I see Leland's fucking light that he has on his barn.
Yeah.
Like, halfway. It's, like, the halfway point. So, I get there, and I see a dude that isn't Leland just standing right underneath the light, leaned up against that barn. And it freaked me the fuck out. I was like, what the fuck? Dude literally looked like a fucking cowboy. And as I'm walking by, he casually looks up at me and just, like, walks off into the dark, like, and, like, into the right, like, where his yard would be. And as I'm walking by, like, I'm looking to see if I see anybody. I don't see shit. I don't see anybody. I don't hear a noise, nothing. So I'm just like, what the fuck? I keep walking, and I see, I don't know if it's the same dude or not. I wasn't dressed the same, but At the next house, you know, where that other fucking barn is that has that light on the porch? Yeah. I see a dude sitting on that porch. And as I'm fucking walking by, he gets up and he fucking walks off into the darkness. Off his porch, just walks off into the darkness. And he didn't make a fucking sound. Not one sound. Didn't see anything the whole other time I was fucking walking on that road to my parents, but I just thought that was kind of creepy as fuck.
And guys, before we get into another story that actually happened on that road, a lot of things have happened on that road. Before we get into that story, it is my favorite time of the podcast and my favorite time of the week, guys. Ooh, it is weed of the week. And before I was really interrupted by that ungodly sneeze, what are we smoking today, boys? We are smoking Purple Urkel, and when you look at it, it is a nice, fine, glistening green, overpowered by some nice purple tint. It is 24% THC. It is 3% CBD, and it is a hybrid. And guys, I will tell you what, when you take a nice, fat hit off this fucking delicious bud, your mouth will start watering because you will want a burrito afterwards. Why will you want a burrito? Because you're fucking hungry. Why are you hungry? Because you just smoked the Purple Urk. So go down to your local dispensary, go up to the fine fucking gentleman sitting there selling you your fine fucking drugs, and be like, my bro dog, here's what I want. And he will give it to you.
So find Urkel, fucking paint him purple, and then give Purple Urkel a purple nurple.
But it really does taste fucking good, guys. I really would. But what got me thinking of some Purple Urkel is we were smoking some stuff called Grape Ape. And we were high as shit, and we were trying to make it to this party, but, like, we wanted to just get really high for the drive there. And so we're smoking, and we're smoking, and smoking, and we're getting, like, later and later to this party because, like, we didn't want everyone to be super drunk before we got there. So we smoke a fuck ton of weed. Like, we smoke, like, 3 joints and, like, fucking 4 different bowls. And we clear the last fucking bong hit, we get our shit on, we get in the car, and we're driving down, and we look over, and we see someone fall out of a fucking tree.
Oh, yeah, that was gnarly, dude.
No joke, we're going slow, because we were looking for something. I think we were trying to, like, put on a song, or plug in my phone.
No, we were going to this party.
Yeah, but we were driving slow at the time when we came around that corner to those trees, we're going really fucking slow. Normally we take that normally that's like our little racing road.
But I remember just looking at him and I was like, did someone just fucking fall out of a tree? He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, bro, I just saw someone fall out of that fucking tree. He was like, there's no fucking way on this road. There's no way someone fell out of a fucking tree.
And here's why we say that. This road, like, it's not driven by a lot of people. It's not like you don't ever see anyone. The most people that walk down that road, and I swear on everything, is me and Tim. We are the only people that has walked that road as many times. From the time we were fucking kids and fucking elementary to the point when we were fucking before we graduated high school and he moved out. Like, we have walked that road so many times. And then he has also walked that road, even not coming to my place, just walking to his fucking aunt's house and shit. Like, nobody walks that road. So just to see someone fall out of a tree on that road, fucking wild. To see a crackhead on that road, fucking wild.
So I looked at James, I was like, bro, turn around real quick. He was like, bro, I'm telling you, there's no way someone fell out of a tree.
I just stopped and backed up, though, because I didn't really make it that far.
So, fucking, I was like, bro, fucking, let's see if someone actually fell out. So we fucking go back, and someone had indeed fell out of the tree, and she was fucked up on who knows what, dude. Fucking, she was fucking, she was torched on something, dude.
I don't know if it was like fucking, I think she was methed out because it really looked like meth. Because as we were driving, I was like, well, where can we drop you off at? Because, like, we have a party to get to. And, like, we really have shit to do, but, like, I don't want to just leave you out on this back road after you just fell out of a tree. Like, well, is there anywhere we can take you?
Well, she said the reason she was in the tree in the first place, she was trying to get away
from her boyfriend. And she thought they were, like, following her, and someone was trying to, like, kidnap her to get her back to him, and he was going to beat her. And we're driving, and she's like, are you recording this right now? I was like, my phone is literally, like, off. Like, it's not even charged. Like, I need to put it on the charger and everything. And she was like, well, I need to call someone. I see a phone. I was like, I don't want her calling anyone on my phone. I was like, my phone doesn't even work. I was like, I felt bad for that, but I was like, yeah, my phone doesn't even work. I don't want whoever she was trying to call to have my phone number. And I just remember looking. I was like, well, where can we take you? She's like, the school up here. I was like, okay, we'll take you to school, drop you off, and just, can you figure it out from there? She was like, yeah, thank you. I just wanted to get her to a public area.
And as soon as we get there, she starts freaking the fuck out on us. Like, she just loses her cool, just, I thought you guys are cool, you guys are pieces of fucking shit, cock-sucking motherfucking son of a bitchin' fucking cock-eating, ass-eating, fucking inbred overstuffed pieces of shit. Just, whoa. Come on, bro.
Like, we just picked you up from after you fell out of a tree and offered to give you a ride to a public area so you could figure it out. And we get there, and she's mad that we won't take her all the way into town. And I was like, well, we're not going that way. Like, the way we're going is it's off this back road onto another back road. It's way out there. Like, we are not going that way. Like, we're going to a party right now. We're already going out of our way taking you this far, but, like, we want you in a public area so, like, someone can maybe call the cops and get you some help, or you can fucking find a phone because there were some houses around that were good houses. Like, we knew the people that were surrounded that school. I mean, it was people that worked at the school. They were good people. But we finally pull into the school and we're like, you know what? Just get out here. We gotta go. Just, you'll be okay here. And she starts freaking out because we won't take her to town. And there's like, and I eventually looked at her. I was like, I will literally pull you out of this car.
Dude, so what I did is I eventually turned around. I was like, hey, look, like, get out of the car. Like, it's not even, like, a question now. Like, you're freaking out over nothing now. Like, we was being nice, but now get out of the fucking car.
Yeah.
Just, it's at a point, just, I'm done with it. Just, I'm not in the mood to deal with fucking meth heads today.
She gets out of the car, I'll fucking kill you guys, slams the door, just, my boyfriend will kill you, just, I thought you didn't want to be around him, and then we just literally just peeled out. And then proceeded to go to our party. And from there, at that party, me, Tim, and a couple other people, like, I didn't roll it, but I helped, like, hold it, and I pushed some ends down and everything, but Tim single-handedly, pretty much, with the help of people holding it, rolled a ginormous, Like, not, like, ginormous and, like, width, but, like, it was a long-ass fucking blunt.
It was...
joint?
It was probably, like, a foot and a half, maybe. Maybe, like, a foot. I'm not even sure. It was fucking huge, though. But eventually, it came apart after we were smoking it, and so we just had two really giant fucking blunts being passed around.
Hey, that was fucking awesome, because as those were being passed around, someone went to their vehicle and pulled out, like, more weed... and rolled more joints, and then just start passing that around. It's just like, god damn, guys. This is a lot of fucking weed.
That fucking night, I got super fucking drunk, and our friend fucking asked me to wrestle, and he was drunk as fuck, too. So I was, like, about to wrestle him, and, like, I take him down, and he reverses me, and I think it's still a wrestling match, and all of a sudden, he hits me with about 11 elbows. Pop, 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 real quick.
God damn.
Just fucking right on my forehead. Fucking people pulled him off. I was like, bro, what the fuck? That was supposed to be a wrestling match. I didn't want to fight you. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I was like, all right, okay. Now that that's all said and done, let's drink even more violently.
I would say he was really fucking drunk.
Just that fucking night, dude. That was wild. That was the same night that I fucking passed out in a cornfield, fucking with my feet literally touching my forehead, fucking cross-legged in a field. I lost my fucking phone, wallet, keys, fucking everything that night. Phone, wallet, keys.
Dude.
Phone, wallet,
I'll keys. I'll never forget. So, we wanted to play Halo 3 so bad. But normally when we play Halo 3, it's after we smoke or while we're smoking, because it was just our thing. That was like our go-to game when it came to smoking. And we got to the point where we were on fucking point on that game. Like, I was single-handedly probably one of the greatest chauffeurs on Halo, and that dude could operate a fucking gunner like it was nothing. But we had nothing. Like, this was, like, before we started working for a farmer and everything to get money and everything. Eventually, as a teenager, we were working for our shit, you know, we made some money. But we were like, goddamn, where could some be? So we get to it. Tim goes out, grabs his brother's bong, comes in, was like, wouldn't it be cool? Literally tilts that thing over in his fucking palm. Taps
no,
it.
No, that's the night that we were all hanging out with my cousin, Gene,
you did
and
it
Josh.
I thought you did it a few times, and one was when we were wanting to play Halo.
Oh, yeah, I did do it a couple times. Okay, and never mind. Continue your story. My bad.
But the first time was when we were playing Halo. The other time was when we literally smoked through all of your cousin's stuff, all of our stuff, my stuff, and we're like, goddamn, but we'll have time for that one right after this, actually, before we go. But, so he fucking just tilts it over, taps the top of it, two fucking buds just pop out, and they were some nice fucking buds, dude, and proceeded to literally tear it up all fucking night in Halo. Halo 3, best multiplayer when it comes to the Halos. Halo 3, guys,
Halo
represent.
3. So at one point, I literally had, like, world records and shit at that game. It was fucking amazing.
Then the next time that fucking mysterious ass shit happened, which I don't know who's putting nugs in the bottom of a bong, but kudos to you, we found it. The other time is fucking, like, his cousins come over, we're all fucking playing, I'm pretty sure we're playing Mario Kart.
So this night we're all just hanging out, it's like Thanksgiving time, like fucking, it's me and two of my cousins and, James here hanging out, and we were just chilling there, and we were all out of weed, and we're just like, damn, man. I was just like, man, I really wish I had some fucking weed. And like, we're looking at that bong the whole time, and I'm just like, huh, fuck it. So I turned this bong over.
Like, could it happen again? Could it really happen again?
I turned this bong over, and there is a gigantic bud of just straight purple weed in this fucking bong, and it lands in my hand. At first, I literally thought it was like a spider or something, kind of freaked me out, and I was like, wait, that's fucking... Everyone's just dumbfounded, just, what the fuck? I was like, huh, wouldn't you fucking know it? Dude, we got so fucking stoned that night that I... So I went,
that shit was good.
I went into my fucking dad's room that fucking night, and, yeah, I went into my dad's room that night, and I was going to get a pair of shoes out of this fucking closet, and he thought that I was stealing shit from him, and he picked me up off my fucking feet and slammed me against the wall, and all of my cousins cleared the fuck out of there.
Dude, because, so from my point of view, I'm sitting out there with his three cousins and me. I'm sitting out there at the table because at one point they had like a table. We drug the table in the middle of the dining room because we were fucking playing shit and everything. And from my point of view, I just hear thump, and I hear his dad just yell, and dude, fucking, his three cousins just book it. I'm sitting there with fucking like half the joint just like stuck to the chair because I couldn't fucking run. I'm just like, what do I fucking do right now? And then Tim comes out. I didn't even fucking steal anything. I wasn't going to steal anything. And you just don't fucking come back in here. I'm just... And then we proceeded to play more games and smoke.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I am going to incriminate myself slightly right here. So, there was a point in my life where I used to be really good at stealing my dad's weed. Like, while he was, like, sleeping, I was just a fucking ninja when it came to shit. I would literally crawl on my hands and feet, fucking prone, fucking slither in there like a fucking snake, like fucking espionage tactics. And he caught me on the one time that I wasn't even stealing. So it's fucking bullshit. I am not a thief anymore, ladies and gentlemen, but I cannot say anything about my past.
Teenagers do crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's why, if you live in a legal state, always keep your stuff locked up. At all given times, keep it out of reach of children. Just, you know, make an underground bunker and keep it in there.
Guys. Papa John's, Ramadan.
Mixed with Jimmy John's.
Yeah, ramen with your mom.
Slamming on Ron.
With a bomb. With a guy named Tom.
With a producer who's creating a rom-com.
And, like, if you lob the ball,
or lob your knob,
you'll get knobbed and robbed.
But don't slobber on the ball.
Or else you'll slob on a knob.
You don't want to slob on a knob. Unless you do want to slob on a knob, then it's okay to slob on the knob.
Slob on a knob like a corn on the cob.
So guys, that's about it. That's really all we have for you. It was just a spur of the moment kind of thing. Like, we want to start pushing out some of these episodes because we went on a couple month fucking dry spiel. And it's not that we didn't have anything to talk about, it's just, you know, life catches up sometimes and you gotta take a break. But we're back, we're here, we got shit to tell you. We got shit to fucking share with you. We got shit to review with you. And in all honesty, out of all, like, the not Disney, but, like, all the kids shows that you used to watch, like, Avatar, fucking SpongeBob, Codename Kid Next Door.
I can literally still watch all that
Foster
shit.
Foster Homes for Imaginary Kids, like, all that shit. Who out of those characters would you want to smoke with the most?
Bro, that's a good question.
And guys, I'm not just talking about those shows specifically, like, just that genre of fucking shows, you know? Like, Timon and Pumbaa,
Well, Timon and Pumbaa are animals.
Yeah, but Timon can smoke, and I mean, they do a lot of human-like shit, so
like,
I'm sure they could smoke.
The cartoon version of them?
Yeah, you gotta smoke the cartoon version. It's like you pop into their fucking reality.
Bugs Bunny, bro.
I mean, I thought about Bugs Bunny, but I thought Daffy Duck might be more fun to smoke with. Or fucking, The Martian. Or Yosemite Sam might be fucking interesting to smoke with, but he might get really violent, or it might calm him the fuck down, dude. Dude needs to smoke a little weed. He's fucking angry all the time.
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd?
We can get Elmer fucked up.
But if you want to email us, just, you know, just let us fucking know, like, or I'll have the question up on Spotify so you can go to that and answer the question and it'll let us know. Who would you want to smoke with out of that era? Like, and we're even talking about fucking Pink and,
Mandy from Billy and Mandy.
Yeah, I'd actually rather go with fucking Death.
Grim Reaper seems like a kind of chill dude in that, but also at the same time he seems kind of like a prick.
He is a prick. But again, it might chill him out, and then you guys could have... Could you imagine the stories he could tell you?
Or fucking getting Ned from Ned's Declassified high for the first time. That would be fucking awesome.
Just, bro, you were stressed all the time. Come here.
Just calm down, fucking dab it up for a minute.
Take this fat fucking dab, let your soul leave your body, come back to you, and then just go about your life, man.
But first, puke up your soul.
Because, I'm telling you, you may puke. I will never forget, dude, I took a fucking huge, fat fucking globber of a dab. And just, Tim was like, keep going, I'm just... I literally ended up in his fucking bathroom, fucking dying. My soul left my body, looked at me, pussy, came back in my body. I rose up to power, realized, yeah, I have no power. Came back over the fucking toilet, puked. Slightly died a little bit. Came back to life and was ready for more. It was a wild experience. It was crazy. I puked a lot. But once you get it out of your system, it's not like when you're drinking, when you puke, you're just like, sometimes you're like, I'm fucking done, going to bed. No, when you puke on dabs, for the most part, at least in my experience, I'm ready for more until I'm ready to pass out. But, yeah, guys, that's all we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our stories because they are something. We have a lot of them. We just don't have, you know, time to put them all in one episode.
Remember, get in your car, go to the grocery store, realize that you forgot your car, go back home on foot, get your car again, except this time for real, go back to the grocery store, realize you forgot your keys, drive back, get your keys, go back to the grocery store, get some hot dogs, go back home, get lost on the way, fucking have to fucking use your car and all of its parts in order to fucking make fires and shit and survive, use your hot dogs as sticks to start your fire. Remember that you forgot your mustard at the fucking car, so you take your store back to it, and then you gotta realize that, wait, this is wrong, and then take your car back to the store, and then go get your mustard, come back, and then start your fire with that mustard.
See, I don't think it's as good as the first one I made up.
No.
Like, I really wish we would have captured that on fucking video so we could just play it, because we need to start doing more of that on this. We're gonna come up with some really fucking goofy ones, like, off the spur of the most. Some of them might not be the greatest, and some might be fucking bomb. We'll just see. But, without a doubt.
Alright, tie a lasso around your cock and jump off a fucking ceiling.
Without a doubt, this may be the most unique podcast you'll ever hear. Because I am your host, JC.
And I am your co-host, Tim.
And this is, without a doubt, The Glitches, one of the most diverse podcasts you will ever hear. From our sick minds to yours, go out and read like a comic or watch a movie or some shows. Like, we need to hear your guys' fucking experiences. And if you guys have some fucking freaky experiences or some fucking just wild out of the shit experiences that you want the world to hear, send in your stories to theglitches2020@gmail.com.
If you guys have ever jerked off to fucking anime porn, let us know.
In all honesty, we're down if you want to share some of the weirdest jerk off sessions you had. We'll add that in because that would be interesting. Not gonna lie, that'd be pretty fucking interesting to commentate. We'll commentate the shit out of your fucking videos or your stories if you want us to. What you got to do is you got to take the first fucking step by actually sending them the fuck in.
Alright.
But like I said, stay interesting or creepy or weird, whatever floats your fucking boat. Peace.